This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state reports 270 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's 200 more than it was in mid-April and the highest it's been in 3 months. About 70% of Coloradans are vaccinated against coronavirus, but only about half of those people have had a booster. Dr. Gabriel Lockhart at St. Joseph's Hospital in Denver says the booster is a good idea.
It's very safe and very efficacious in preventing COVID, at least serious COVID requiring hospitalizations.
About half of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. School's out for most Colorado students, but many school districts have started summer free meal programs. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The pandemic year saw a surge of students eating free school meals. All children up to 18 years are eligible for free lunches this summer. About one-third of Denver public schools will offer free lunches, typically schools in higher poverty neighborhoods. Adults are also able to purchase the meals. An estimated 150,000 children suffer from hunger in Colorado. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
At the 9th Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles on Tuesday, the Biden administration announced that Denver will host the first Cities Summit of the Americas. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Hundreds of local politicians and private sector leaders from the Americas will gather in April 2023 to discuss big issues cities face, including sustainability, climate change, women's empowerment, public safety, and the renewal of democracy. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Two hot air balloons made unexpected landings near a highway and a park in Jefferson County Wednesday. The county sheriff's office says high winds were to blame. The first balloon came down on the shoulder of Highway 285 with three passengers on board. A second balloon touched down safely in a field at Bear Creek Lake Park. Nobody was injured in either landing. Today's weather may be better for ballooning. Denver partly cloudy and highs near 90. It gets warmer tomorrow. Grand Junction sunny and 97 this afternoon. Friday's high could hit 99. This is CPR News.